I'm Marco Werman. It's The World. The World Cup is finally here, and don't worry, we're not going to give away the score to that first game in Sao Paulo today. Let's do talk favorites, though. Host country Brazil, of course, and Spain, maybe Argentina. One team no one's picking to win it all is Mexico. Mexico does have a deep pool of talented young players, some of whom have tasted international success, so why won't it be Mexico raising the trophy aloft? We sent the world's Jason Margolis to Mexico City to find out.
Some of Mexico's top young players hone their skills here at the prestigious Cruz Azul Academy in Mexico City. These boys, 12 and 13-year-olds, hope to carry on Mexico's winning tradition. The country has won the World Cup twice in recent years, the under-17 World Cup, that is. Coach Jesus Ramirez directs the program here. He says the boys' international triumphs were a big deal in Mexico.
Es una cosa apasionante, ¿no? Como en todos lados, pero yo creo que...
In Mexico, the passion for soccer is widespread. Men, women, children, they all follow soccer.
The Mexicans also beat Brazil to win the gold at the 2012 Olympics in London. Yeah, that was a big deal too. Still, many soccer aficionados dismiss Mexico's victory. Olympic teams are made up mostly of younger players in their teens and early 20s. So while the boys and young men have brought great pride to Mexico, the real men of Mexican soccer have brought untold suffering. They haven't made it past the second round of the World Cup in five straight tries, and they almost didn't even qualify for this year's tournament. One of the boys here at Cruz Azul, 12-year-old Rodrigo Andre, offers his theory why the Mexican boys succeed while the men falter.
Porque no están bien acoplados.
He says it's because Mexican men are skinnier, and the other guys, Europeans and Africans, are usually better built. He says when they clash, they send us flying. Coach Ramirez thinks the problem is less physical.
Yo pienso que aquí es parte fundamental la psicología.
I think our mentality is what's holding us back. They're not warriors enough, not disciplined enough, not humble enough. I think that in Mexico, the player earns well, has a new car, a good life. He's not interested in fighting anymore.
That seems to be the most popular theory among most Mexicans. Too much money makes the professionals soft. But top soccer players from every nation are generously paid. So why are the Dutch, Brazilian, or Spanish players still hungry to win the World Cup? Nabani Vera is making a television documentary about soccer and what it means to Mexican society. He says there's more to the national team's failures than just money.
El fútbol en todo el mundo es un negocio.
Soccer across the world is a business. It's the same in Mexico. The problem here is it's a business that's not good. They're looking for results immediately. If you don't deliver results, they cut the coach.
The Mexican national team recently went through three coaches in a matter of weeks. And when the Mexicans lose, the players can also get benched. Add it all up, Vera says the Mexicans never gel as a unit.
El problema es que México no ha encontrado su estilo en la selección grande. No ha encontrado un estilo.
Mexicans haven't found their style yet. The Germans are very precise. Argentines are strong. Brazilians are smooth. Mexicans, we don't have a style.
On a Sunday morning in Mexico City's Daniel Garza neighborhood, a working-class part of town, young boys are playing ball. This field is far away from the manicured lawns of the soccer academies. The boys here play right next to the highway on a small concrete court papered over by synthetic turf that's peeling away. The field is surrounded by netting and barbed wire. Balls ricochet off the concrete walls and goals made of steel bars. I asked the boys here why the Mexican men can't win. Most, like 14-year-old Luis Abram, call the players lazy. He says when they're boys, they have the hunger to win. But when they're bigger, I think, well, I don't know, he says, shrugging his shoulders. To him, not giving it your all seems unimaginable. Still, hope springs eternal in Mexico. Carlos Camacho Gomez was coaching the boys here. He thinks Mexico will go on a deep run at the World Cup.
Este mundial va a ser en Brasil.
He says the tournament is being held in Latin America, and Mexico will have the second most fans after Brazil. He says Mexicans will fill those stadiums and spur the team on to victory. That hopeful outlook was in the minority, though. When I ask 12-year-old Facunda Patron if Mexico could do well, he gives a curt response.
No,
that's the truth, he says. For now, more international youth victories may be as good as it gets for Mexico. Unless, of course, the men can quickly remember how they used to play back when they were boys. For the world, I'm Jason Margolis, Mexico City.
You can see Facundo and the other boys as they practice and play. Jason's video is at PRI.org.